Mia's back home? Jenna got exposed. Beware of Dave's crazy eyes here on the AfterBuzz After Show for the A-List on Netflix.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Of course, we're back tonight for the A-List After Show on AfterBuzz TV, episode 7. Nothing can survive, and man, that is so true. Nothing can survive, not even a single relationship in this amazing show. So I can't even complain because I'm totally here for it. So I'm your host, Ollie Drennan. I'm unfortunately alone. RTJ, my man, he is just like, I don't know. I think he's stuck in the forest. I hope he has cell reception at least, like Mia did with Lils. But until then, I'm joined by the ghost who keeps crying, but the crying stopped right now. If you're tuning in live, thank you so much. You guys are my co-hosts for tonight. And thank you because you guys have been tuning in for the last two episodes that just aired. And I want to shout you guys out. Amy Wee, see you. And Valentina Gomez, you guys are awesome. Valentina is already talking about Dave and his eyes, saying how Dave gives him anxiety. And I hope he doesn't kidnap all the campers. And oh my gosh, I could totally see that happening. But first, we gotta tease our topics because Dave's not the only one that we're talking about. We're talking about Mia being sent home, apparently, by Amber. We gotta talk about that cabin party drama. And of course, we gotta talk about this weird relationship between the camp counselors. You know, I brought up that past episodes that maybe they were gonna form some kind of relationship or bond, but apparently, something's brewing with those two. I don't know, but I'm also creeped out. So let's get to our first topic. We got to get right to it because, oh my gosh, Amber confronting Mia last episode at the end. It was a cliffhanger again. But Amber played Mia and screwed with her mind and made her believe that Mia was sent home. This whole time, Mia wanted to go home. She was begging to get a ferry off the island. And finally, Amber, quote unquote, sends her, air quotes, home. And at first, I'm thinking, okay, was this all a dream? Is she dreaming? Did she faint? Did Amber spook her so much that she fainted? And this whole time, I just knew that deep down that Mia was still on that island. It just seemed too good to be true, and I knew for a fact that she was still on that island when not only was Mia with her mom in this weird state, this weird whatever, I don't want to say coma because she wasn't in a coma, but her dad joined them in that strange state that Mia was in. And, you know, obviously Mia has a strange relationship with her mom. I think it's very strained, and her mom doesn't really care for Mia, and that's why she's there in the first place at camp. And I'm not sure if this has been confirmed yet in the show. I don't think it's said. Correct me if I'm wrong, but Mia's father isn't present in her life, and I don't know if that means if he died. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting the sense that Mia's father passed away or something, because Mia just has such an admiration for her father, and she even has a locket with her picture of her and her father inside of the locket, so I just know that she loves her dad. And I remember Mia in that flashback, I'm just going to call it a flashback, she brought up Midge, and then her parents started, totally did a 180 and started interrogating her a little bit. And then when that happened, Mia like snapped out of it, and it was just so crazy to see. And I was happy, I was relieved, because it was weird to say, because it's cool to see her have some relief in a sense that she was back home. But also I was relieved as a viewer to see her out of that state and back on Peregrine Island, because we have a mystery to solve, and it's not time to go home just yet. So let me check out that live chat, which you guys are saying. Amy Wee says that was heartbreaking. Yes, it was very heartbreaking. This episode with the parents and how they treated her, and it was just weird. It was weird at the same time, and I want to know the tea on her parents' situation. And then Apple Bear's back. We still don't know much about Mia's family. Completely. I'm glad that you confirmed that, because I'm just chatting and talking about, I don't know anything. The show hasn't said anything or confirmed anything, and just giving me all these hints and ideas, and like, I like what that it's doing that, because I think when a show doesn't spill all the tea and makes you really start to theorize, that's when you know you have a good show. And I think that's what this show, A-List, is really screwing with our minds. And before we move on to our next topic, I do want to say thank you guys so much for letting us be the ESPN of TV talk here at AfterBuzz TV. We have so much content, multiple channels. We got comedy, we have drama, we have animation, we have our sci-fi superhero, one of my favorite channels. I love that so much. And of course, you know, we have our reality television competitions, so much content that we just love to talk about and produce so many shows week after week for you guys. And we just love talking about these shows. And we're not only on YouTube, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, iTunes. So wherever you can find us, listen to us, watch us, we appreciate. Like, subscribe, share with your friends and family. Because we just want to get all of this content out there and talk with you guys and interact with you guys week after week. Because it means so much to us. And the show doesn't end here. But let's get on to our next topic. Well, before that, Amy Wee is already saying Mia is losing it. Oh, gosh. I'm so excited to see Mia finally. I'm hoping she gets in a better place mentally. Because I even thought that she had some kind of maybe PTSD, maybe that's what she's experiencing at some points in the show. But I hope she's gets into a better mental state soon, because she's had so much fighting against her. And, oh, God, it was really hard to see, like, even with her family interacting. It was really difficult to watch. What also was very difficult to watch was the whole scene with Alex and Petal in this episode, and how, you know, we ship our Petalix. And unfortunately, I think Petal likes Alex more than a friend, but Alex doesn't feel the same way about Petal, unfortunately. And I mean, you can't force a relationship, unfortunately. But it was a little heartbreaking for Petal, because Petal really liked Alex, and she thought that Alex liked her back, but no. And of course, this episode also had more drama with this whole cabin party. And our girl Amber is only inviting cool people. Air quotes. Cool people. And she didn't even invite one of the coolest people who I think should have been at that party, Brendan. And I'm thinking, Amber, why didn't you invite Brendan to that party? I remember Kaylee's feeling Brendan and Zach. And I'm thinking, okay, you go, girl. Get, you know, play the field. But I feel like when Amber denied Brendan's entry into the party, that really, like, bummed Kaylee out. She was kind of sad. And I saw, like, kind of, like, the control leave Kaylee a little bit. I don't know if anyone else thought that. But we saw, like, her just get really sad about Amber's choice of not letting Brendan in. And even earlier in the episode, Brendan said something when Mags was talking to Mia. I think he said, "Are you okay, Mia?" And then instantly the camera went to Amber. And Amber was just, she made a face. Because she noticed Brendan cared about Mia. And it was really interesting how I don't know if anyone caught that. Maybe that's why she didn't let him in the party. Please let me know, because I would love to know your theories. Valentina says, "I think Alex just needs time." Maybe so. That might be true. These kids are, we have to keep in mind, these kids aren't adults. They still need to figure themselves out. They have a lot on their plate. They're not only, like, dealing with all these hormones, but they're also dealing with this mystery. This mystery is all over the place, you know. We have ghosts, paranormal, witches, maybe. We got an archer just running around shooting things. We even, last episode, I forgot to mention this, we have a drone. Our boy Harry ran into a drone randomly. I'm thinking, what was that about? I've completely forgot to mention that. So somebody out there is watching them. And that's spooky. And there's so much going on. So back to the party, though. I went off on a tangent. Sorry. Jenna. We have not talked about Jenna in a while. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Jenna, I knew something was up with Jenna. Something that was just so not authentic with her. And it's not to say that she's a bad person, but I always said that I feel like Jenna was putting up a front, just trying to seem cool, just to fit in. She had her boyfriend who was in college, Stefan, I think it was Stefan. But turns out Amber controlled Jenna in the party and made a fool out of herself, and made Jenna basically reveal the truth about her boyfriend who's not her boyfriend. Jenna reveals to everyone and embarrasses herself because of Amber's control and says that Stefan was just a boy at a party she met and totally basically stood her up and broke her heart in a nutshell. And that was so sad because I think Jenna just really wants like acceptance from people, and maybe that's why she lies, because she just wants to fit in so much, and she wants some type of power similar to Amber, but it's not working. And I felt really bad for Amber being, or not Amber, Jenna being exposed like that. So that really sucked. I don't know what you guys thought about that, but that was definitely, I was really sad. But I don't know if you guys loved the scene as much as I did, but before the party, everyone was getting ready. I love seeing the guys get ready as opposed to the girls getting ready. The guys were just playing around in like the locker room. I'm like, okay. And then the girls, we had our Bobtourage. Don't forget the Bobtourage. Hashtag Bobtourage. Jenna, Kaylee, and Amber were just looking in the mirror, and this cool music was playing. It was all dramatic, like a music video. And Amber's moving, and Kaylee and Jenna are in the back of her, just mirroring her every single move in the mirror. And I totally dug that scene. I don't know if you guys did. It just gave me such 90s vibes too, and yet this is present day. It gave me just 90s teen movie dramedy or something. It was cool though. Shout out to the chat. Amber is such a mean girl. Yes, she is, and I want to know why. Amy Wee says that drone was creepy. I need answers. Harry needs answers. And Valentina says, fictional boyfriend, been there. Yep, that's honestly me every single day. Okay, but before we end, we have to talk about our last topic, which was our counselors and how this episode kind of came to an end, because it was really weird. Mags in this episode was kind of kept hearing the name Midge. And I think hearing that name Midge, it's kind of allowing the influence of Amber to dissipate, like leave Mags, and Mags is kind of becoming like her true self. I remember even at one point Mags said that she's never even been to Peregrine Island. This is her first year, but I know for a fact, or at least I think that's a lie. But at the end of the episode, she just kind of was also kind of playing like an investigator role and kind of trying to see who the heck is Midge, because she kept hearing that name in this episode and she wants to know answers. But someone who didn't really have control in this episode was Dave. And Dave already gives me bad vibes because he's just super enthusiastic, a little creepy. Maybe he's just a little too excited about being a camp counselor. I don't know, but his eyes are just so huge. They're beautiful, but they're so huge. And I just look at them and get lost, and I get very afraid at the same time. And they make me feel things. So anyways, maybe that's why I'm single. Anyways. At the end of the episode, Amber confronts Dave, and she says that Dave is in danger because everyone keeps asking him about the past and how that could be dangerous, and maybe he's responsible for the death of Midge. And that's what I was kind of, how I was perceiving this conversation. And Dave started crying during this conversation, and Amber seemed to have full control over Dave, and he was crying, and he felt guilty, and that something about her falling, and he was responsible, and Amber was like totally being the influencer in that situation, and our girl Alex was on the sidelines seeing it all go down, hearing everything. And then Amber makes eye contact with Alex, and she says, "You're gonna forget this, Alex," but she didn't. Alex completely remembered everything and wasn't affected by Amber's control at all. And I thought that was so powerful and so cool. And I'm like, yes, Alex, go Alex. Because it would have been lame if Alex would have forgot that. We need our characters to kind of know some of these things. So I'm wondering, okay, I know there's more predictions, but Dave might have had something to do with Midge's death and he feels responsible. And I kind of felt bad for him, because all he wanted to do was go on his little dinner date with Mags. And I mean, he did. He was really chomping on that cabbage. But let me know your predictions and what else you thought of this episode. And if there's anything else I missed, we still got some time for predictions and news. But before that, we got to get to our special segment of the week. And that is MVC. Most Valuable Camper. Who do you think this week was the most valuable camper, MVC? Let's see. I don't. I, I'm off the top of my head, I'm not even sure. There was so much going on. You know, I feel like I already gave it to Alex tonight, but I think I'm going to give it to Alex again. Maybe I'm just biased because she's one of my favorite characters. But, I mean, it was so cool to see her make eye contact and stare down Amber, and Amber attempt to have control over her, but she didn't. Alex didn't fall for it, or it didn't work, and it was so cool. I was like, yes, we can combat Amber and take her down, hopefully, in the future. So I think Alex was my MVC. If maybe you thought someone else was your MVC, I don't know. I like Brendan, because Brendan, to me, is one of the coolest characters, and he even was trying to help Mia at one point, so that was really cool. Let me check out the chat. Alex MVC, because she's fierce. Thank you. Ooh. Amy says, Dave killed Midge with his eyes. Maybe so. And then Amy also says, Mia is MVC because she's been through a lot. Maybe so. She's been through a lot, and she's still standing. She's still breathing, so we have to give her some credit. So until then, let me know your MVC. If you're not tuning in live, that's totally fine. We still got time in the comments below or wherever you're listening. Keep chatting with us. So why don't we get on to some news and gossip?
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, I brought up him already, but I have to shout out my man. Well, he's not my man, but I have to shout out Michael Ward, because he plays Brendan. I have to shout him out because this is so cool. He recently posted on his Instagram this him on a billboard of Top Boy, also on Netflix. This is so cool. He has his own billboard right now in Hollywood, and I just want to quickly talk about his post. He says, the journey, support, and promo has been all surreal, and it bottles up till tomorrow morning. Never did I think my life would turn out this way, especially so early in my career. One thing I know is I'm ready to learn and grow. Please, 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 everyone be ready tomorrow to appreciate all the work we put in to deliver this amazing show that a lot of us have been a fan of for years. I'm sure you will not be disappointed. I was going to ask you, you're ready, but you ain't got a choice. Tomorrow, let's go. Hashtag Top Boy. And at Top Boy Netflix. So that's really cool. He's definitely killing the game. I was stalking him on Instagram. He's so excited about Top Boy. And of course, I'm sure he's excited for the future of this show, of the A-list. Because I'm not even done with season one, but I already want my season two of the A-list. I need answers, and I need confirmation that we're getting season two. So, yeah. So, shout out to you, Michael. You're not only killing it on the A-list, but you got your own billboard, dude. That's awesome. So, why don't we get on? We have to wrap up. Let's get our quick predictions in on what's to come on the A-list for the remainder of the season.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right. So, judging by that, I mean, we have to suspect Dave is some... Maybe he didn't kill Midge. I think he just feels guilty, and he forgot that he maybe neglected the campers at some point, which led to Midge's death. Maybe he wasn't present, and he feels like if he was present, he could have helped and saved her. I don't think he necessarily... I don't want to believe. He has those crazy eyes, but I don't want to believe that... I just don't want to believe that he, like, deliberately killed Midge, because I feel like Midge is like a camper. I don't want to think our camp counselor is killing these kids. But let me know what you think of your predictions and what's going to happen. I don't know. I think Amber is going to be taken down eventually, because we know Alex can't be controlled, and obviously Mia can't be controlled. I wonder if Petal can be controlled, because she doesn't seem that influenced by Amber. And I'm wondering if Mia can. I'm predicting this. I'm thinking that there's cracks now in Amber's little crew now that we're seeing everything go sour in this cabin party. I'm thinking that Amber's still going to have some followers, okay? But I think Mia's going to get some followers and start to really combat and build her own following, her team, to take down Amber and find out the mystery of who's Midge and how did she die. So until then, let me know what you thought in the comments below. Thank you so much for everyone joining us in the chat tonight. Shout out to you, Apple Bear, Amy Wee, and of course, Valentina Gomez. You guys have been amazing joining me for episode 7. Until then, I'm your host, Ollie Drennan. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. And join us, stay tuned, because we'll be back for more A-List on AfterBuzz TV. See you guys later.